Welcome in. Today we're doing a rag deep dive, specifically how to build a percussion layer and saturate it in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. Beginner friendly, but it's going to sound legit. Bright, gritty, and moving without turning harsh or fighting your kick, snare, break, and bass. Quick mindset before we touch anything. In rag, a drum and bass, percussion is a support role. It fills the gaps. It adds attitude. It pushes the groove forward between the main drums. If your percussion becomes the main thing, you've probably pushed it too loud, too wide, or too crunchy. Alright, step 0, set the context, so you don't overcook your saturation. Set your tempo to anywhere from 170 to 175 BPM. Now create a simple anchor beat, kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. Add either a break loop for that classic jungle bite, or some tight hats if you're going for a modern roller. The reason we do this first is important. Saturation is a tone decision, not a volume trick. If you dial it in while soloed, you'll usually go way too far. Now let's choose some reggae-friendly percussion sounds. Create 3 tracks. If you're using MIDI and one-shots, make them MIDI tracks. If you prefer dragging audio one-shots, audio tracks are fine too. Track 1 is Perk Top. This is your shaker, tambourine, hat texture, anything that creates busy high-end movement. Track 2 is Perk Mid. Think rim shots, woodblocks, congas, bongos. That woody transient sound is super ragga. Track 3 is Perk FX. This is your little ticks, short vocal chops, tiny tuck hits, stuff that makes the groove feel alive without adding obvious rhythm. If you want the easiest path, put a drum rack on each track and load a few one-shots, or use simpler per track. Either works. Now let's program a simple rolling raggish groove. Keep it effective, not complicated. In a one-bar loop, start with Perk Top. Put 16th notes, steady. Then remove a few hits, especially right before the snare. That missing hit creates pull. It's like the groove inhales for a second, then the snare lands harder. For velocity, alternate it. A simple pattern is something like 85 then 55, back and forth. Instantly less robotic, instantly more bounce. Now Perk Mid. We want off-grid flavor, but still controlled. Place 3 to 5 hits per bar, not more. Try positions like beat 1, 16th 2, 16th 3 that kind of between the cracks placement. In Ableton terms, think in beats and 16ths, 1.2.3, 1.3.4, 1.4.2. If that's new to you, no stress. Just place a hit slightly after beat 1, another in the second half of the bar, and one right after the snare. The goal is call and response with the main drums. Perk FX, 1 or 2 hits per bar, max. This is ear candy. You should miss it when it's muted, but not really notice it as a part when it's on. And if you want instant pocket, delay the effects slightly later than the grid. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds makes it feel like a human threw it in. Now we humanize with Groove Pool, because it's wildly underrated. Open Groove Pool. On Mac, that's Command-Alt-G. On Windows, Control-Alt-G. Drag in a mild swing groove, something like Swing 16. Start subtle. Apply it to your percussion tracks. Timing around 10 to 20%. Velocity 10 to 25%. Random 2 to 8%. Now listen with your anchor drums. You should feel the percussion relax into a pocket instead of snapping like a spreadsheet. Next, group everything and gain stage before saturation. Select your 3 perk tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Name it Perk Group. Now watch your meters. Aim for the perk group peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 8 dB before heavy processing. That's not a rule for the whole song, it's just a practical target because saturators react dramatically to input level. If you slam them, you'll get grit, sure, but you'll also get harshness and fatigue fast. Now we build the perk bus saturation chain on the perk group. Here's the order, and I'll explain why each one exists. First device, EQ8, clean first. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 150 to 258 C. This is huge. Percussion low-end junk will smear into your kick and bass instantly, and once you saturate it, that junk gets louder in a really ugly way. So we remove it early. If you're already hearing harshness, do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB with a wide Q. Gentle, you're not carving it to death, you're just preventing future pain. Second device. Roar. This is the main color. And the beginner's superpower here is restraint. Pick a safe mode like soft clip or warm. Set drive around 10 to 25%, but start at the lower end. Set mix somewhere like 50 to 80%, because that gives you parallel saturation inside the device. Then, the most important part. Game match. Here's how you do it like a pro. toggle roar on and off with the device activator. If on always sounds better, you're probably just hearing more volume. So use roar's output and match the loudness so on and off feel basically equal in level. Then judge tone. That one habit will level up your mixing fast. Also, use roar's filter. High pass and side roar around 180 to 250 Hz. That keeps distortion focused where percussion actually lives, and stops low-end crud from turning into fuzzy mud. Third device. Drum bus. Think glue plus smack. Drive around 3 to 8%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Careful here, because it can get fizzy, especially on shakers. Boom is usually off for a percussion bus. Percussion doesn't need sub-enhancement. Your kick and bass are doing that job. Transient, add a bit. Plus 5 to plus 15. And damp is your calm down knob if the top starts slicing your ears. Fourth device. Glue compressor. This is cohesion, not destruction. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or around 0.3 seconds if you want a fixed feel. Ratio 2 to 1. Bring down the threshold until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's it. Makeup off, and again, manually gain match if needed. You want the perk to move as one layer, not get squashed flat. Fifth device, limiter. Just a seatbelt. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Ideally, it only catches occasional spikes. If it's working hard, go back and reduce earlier stages. Now, optional but highly recommended. A parallel crush return for that ragga sound system spice. Without wrecking your clean layer, create a return track. Name it a perk crush. On that return, start with EQ8. High pass at 250 to 400 Hz. You're crushing the character, not the low end. If it's dull, you can add a tiny shelf boost around 8 to 10 kHz, like plus 2 dB. Tiny. Then add overdrive. Set the frequency around 1 to 2 kHz so the distortion focuses on the talking range. Drive 20 to 40%. Tone 50 to 70. Dry slash wet around 30 to 60. This return is allowed to be nasty. But remember, it should be felt more than heard. Then auto filter. Use band pass. Set frequency somewhere between 2 and 8 kHz. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. If you want movement, add a very subtle LFO. Not a wobble, just a little life. Then utility. If you want width, try 120 to 160%, but only if it doesn't collapse in mono. If you're unsure, keep it at 100 for now. Another good move is to keep the clean perk group mostly mono safe, and do any widening on the crushed return instead. Now send your perk group to return A. Start low, like minus 20 dB. Then creep it up until you just feel the extra crisp edge when it's on. A good test is, mute the return. If the groove suddenly feels smaller and less excited, you nailed it. If the return sounds like a separate bright mess, it's too high. Before arrangement, quick coach note, target the ouch band early. Saturation generates harmonics, and the harsh zone usually shows up around 6 to 10 kHz. If you notice that spray can fizz, don't instantly kill all brightness. Instead, reduce crunch, or dip around 4 to 8 kHz to touch, or consider gentle dynamic control later, like multiband dynamics catching only high spikes. The goal is energy without pain. Now arrangement. Because a killer one-bar loop that never changes is the number one beginner trap. Here's an easy 16-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. Use only perk top. Put an auto filter on it and slowly open the cutoff over those 8 bars. That creates a build without adding new notes. Bars 9 through 16, the drop. Bring in perk mid fully. Bring your crush send slightly higher. Add one or two FX hits every 4 bars, not every bar. Let it breathe. And here's a micro variation trick that always works. Every 4 bars, remove one shaker hit right before the snare. That tiny negative space makes the groove feel like it's performing, not looping. Now the reality check. Listen with the full drums and bass. Solo lies to you. Play it with kick and snare. Then with the break if you're using one. Then with the bass. If your percussion disappears, do small moves, a tiny EQ boost around 2 to 5 kHz, very small, or increase roar mix a little, not drive first. Mix first often gives you presence without extra destruction. If it's harsh, reduce drum bus crunch, dip around 4 to 8 kHz or lower the crush send. Also remember, if you're widening, do a quick mono check. Put utility on the perk group temporarily and set width to 0%. If your percussion vanishes, your width is coming from facey content, and you should pull it back. Better a solid center with a little controlled stereo than a wide sound that disappears on phones and clubs. Optional upgrade, still beginner-friendly. Clean lows, dirty highs split. Add an auto-no effect rack to the perk group and make two chains. One chain is clean, with your normal high pass at 150 to 250 and minimal saturation. The other chain is dirty tops, high pass much higher, like 800 HC to 1.5 kHC, then heavier roar or overdrive. Blend them. This keeps the body stable while letting the tops get rude. Super effective for darker, heavier D&B. Another fun sound design extra. If your rims or box feel cheap, try resonators after saturation, especially on the crush return. Turn on only one or two resonators, tune around 200 to 600 HC, and keep it very subtle. It adds wood character without adding bass. Alright, mini practice run. 15 minutes. Make a 1-bar ragga percussion loop with a shaker on top, a rim or block in the mids, and one FX stick. Set up the bus chain. EQ8, roar, drum bus, glue compressor, limiter. Create return A, perk crush, and dial it until it's audible but not obvious. Arrange a 16-bar section with filtered tops in the first half and full percussion in the second half. Then do the best test you can do as a beginner. Turn your speakers down really low. If the percussion still feels energetic at low volume, you balance the saturation correctly. If it only feels good loud, it's probably too harsh or too dependent on high frequencies.